How would you say I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado. He preparado.
He has prepared.
Ha preparado. Ha preparado.
She has prepared.
Ha preparado. Ha preparado.
And again, let's go back to I have prepared.
He preparado. He preparado.
How would you say I have prepared, emphasizing I?
Yo he preparado. Yo he preparado.
And what about simply he has, emphasizing he?
Él ha. Él ha.
She has.
Ella ha. Ella ha.
Now again, keep in mind, although I'm saying he has and she has, we are thinking here just about the have that's used for the past tense, not the have for possession, which is quite different and which we've looked at already. So we'll be sticking with the has or have for the past tense for the moment. How would you say you formal have, emphasizing you?
Usted ha. Usted ha.
What is the informal word for you?
Tú. Tú.
And how would you say you have, emphasizing the informal you?
Tú has. Tú has.
So once more, we just add an S when it's the informal. And you informal have without emphasizing you?
Has. Has.
How about, again without emphasis, you, all of you, the two of you, both of you have, or they have?
An. An.
Finally, what would we have be?
Hemos. Hemos.
And again, what is the informal word for you?
Tú. Tú.
And emphasizing you, you have prepared informal?
Tú has preparado. Tú has preparado.
And again, what was the formal word for you?
Usted. Usted.
How about you, more than one of you? What was the word for you there? It was very similar to the formal you, but there was an extra S sound added at some point. What was that?
Ustedes. Ustedes.
So, you, all of you, again emphasizing the you, have prepared the dinner.
Ustedes han preparado la cena. Ustedes han preparado la cena.
Again, what is they have prepared?
Han preparado. Han preparado.
And how would you say she has prepared, emphasizing the word she?
Ella ha preparado. Ella ha preparado.
Now, the word for they, for a group of women, is very similar to the word for she. I suppose it sort of makes sense. If you have one woman, it will be she, but if you have a group of women, it will be something similar. Except, as in English, you'll add an S in the end to show that there is more than one woman, more than one female person doing it. So, again, how would you say she has?
Ella ha. Ella ha.
And how would you say they have an entirely female group, do you think?
Ellas han. Ellas han.
So, you've changed both the word at the beginning, the she become a they, and the word for have has, of course, become the normal word for have for they. So, without emphasis, how would you say they have prepared the coffee?
Han preparado el café. Han preparado el café.
And now emphasizing that it's a group of women who have prepared it.
Ellas han preparado el café. Ellas han preparado el café.
Now, if you want to emphasize the word they, but it's not an entirely female group, you'll simply swap the A in the word for they. The word for they is spelt E-L-L-A-S. And again, you've got to shift from Maria to Mario, or Roberta to Roberto, or Angela to Angelo. Again, we've seen this before, so the A for they will become an O. So how would you say they have prepared the coffee, an entirely male group or a mixed group? How would you say that?
Ellos han preparado el café. Ellos han preparado el café.
So they are very, very similar. There is just an O and an A difference, meaning they. And an easy way to remember it is by going back to she, which again is similar, but it doesn't have the S on the end. Once more, though, in Spanish, normally you will not bother using these. They're only there for emphasis or for clarity. Most of the time, they will not be needed. But it's important to know them in case you do need to make a distinction. So, how would you say they have reserved a table, and it's a male or a mixed group, and you're emphasizing it?
Ellos han reservado una mesa. Ellos han reservado una mesa.
Again, the same, but this time an entirely female group.
Ellas han reservado una mesa. Ellas han reservado una mesa.